Do we have Todd on the line? Is Todd there? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Were you listening to our conversation with Alice Rivlin just a moment ago?
Yeah, sure was.
All right, she's vice chairman of that deficit commission. Now, she seemed to take issue with what you've been telling us all week, that if the commission votes in some sizable majority here for approving the commission's recommendations, they go directly to the floor. She said, no, they just get scattered around to various committees, and there's no real incentive, hard incentive for Congress to do anything about this deficit commission recommendations.
It is a little gray. What I said was, if they get 14 out of 18, which, by the way, John, don't worry about it. They're not going to get 14, but let's pretend like they will.
Let's pretend.
Pelosi and Reid have said, we will put this stuff on the floor if they get 14 votes. It's an informal thing. There's no rules that say they have to do it. It's not a congressional commission with the force of putting something on the floor. Just Pelosi and Reid have said, hey, if they get a consensus, you can count on us. We'll vote on this stuff.
Well, it just gives new meaning to the words lame duck and takes the air out of my balloon on this whole deficit thing. What else is going on in Congress this week? I mean, for a lame duck session, there's a lot of activity ostensibly on the agenda.
What isn't going on today? It's a huge day. Don't ask, don't tell in the Senate Armed Services Committee, that report from the Pentagon that basically says repealing don't ask, don't tell won't affect warfighting ability in the services.
Right, I know about that, but Gates has basically put down the marker. Congress, you do this because having the courts do it is destructive to the Pentagon.
Right. And that is also an appeal to the ego of Congress. Lawmakers, i.e. people who make laws, really can't stand it in their bones when the courts step in and mess with their statutes, mess with the laws. He's really appealing to their ego as lawmakers to say, hey, you guys, this is your wheelhouse. You do this.
Well,
don't let those judges decide.
I'll leave it to history whether it works or not. Charlie Rangel's got a day with destiny today, right?
Yeah, he sure does. It all comes to a head for Charlie Rangel today. The censure resolution, 11 counts ethics counts against Charlie Rangel on the House floor today. Now, senior Democratic aides tell me there is a counter effort afoot. You are very likely to see a counter resolution trying to lower that punishment to reprimand. That's sort of circulating right now. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. The process is a little bit murky, and it could even peel away some Republicans. The situation is fluid, but Rangel's 20-term legacy hangs in the balance there. It's going to be an interesting situation on the floor this afternoon.
Finally, is there a debate on tax cuts, or is there an accommodation to try to like make everybody happy on this tax cuts thing?
Well, there's both. There's a four-member sort of task force from the House and Senate that's supposed to be bipartisan, getting together and trying to find a solution. And they're meeting with Pelosi, and they're meeting with Reid, and meeting with Boehner. Meanwhile, the House today is going to put the Democrats' big wish, the Democrats' big desire, on the floor. Middle class only tax cuts, preserving those tax cuts for people making under $250,000, letting tax cuts for the rich go back up. And that's exactly what's going on the House floor today. And
Todd,
Republicans think they're undermining the process.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Any good news for our next guest on unemployment benefits being extended?
Well,
yes or no?
They will be extended. I can predict that. It'll get piled in with the tax debate, not right away. It's going to be a nail biter because you won't get your checks for a little while. But when they renew it, and I think they will, retroactively.
Right,
so you got to wait a little bit.
Christmas cheer from Todd Zwillick. Thanks, Todd.
That doesn't necessarily help our next guest, Richard Iritano. He's a former senior VP of dining services at an international airline. His benefits actually ended in March of this year because he's what they call a 99er. He went 99 weeks without a job on unemployment and now isn't eligible anymore. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
You know, I mean, you have an incredible resume. You have a PhD. You speak four languages. You've had two extremely high-level managerial responsibility positions before you filed for unemployment, and you're struggling to find a new job.
I think it's an idiocracy. I don't think education and experience are rewarded much in the same way that they used to carry some kind of clout. And I think a lot of that has to do with government and leadership and industry. A lot of our politicians, at least the vast majority of them, have not delivered on job security for the American middle class. And they have created a corrupt, and I don't like to use that word lightly, but there is a very corrupt plutocracy going on in Washington, and politicians, the vast majority, have not delivered for their people. They don't say what they mean. They don't mean what they say. They lie easier than they breathe. There's no censure. There's no expulsion. There are no consequences for behavior that I really consider systemic failure.
Well, clearly, I mean, going for this long time without a job, Richard, has made you think very deeply about these issues, and it has made you angry. We talk a lot about, we hear a lot about unemployed people who have fewer advantages than you do. Many people think that, you would be one of those people that would be preserved or somehow cushioned from this recession. You're not. That's one of the things that set this recession apart, is how broad it has hit people in the country. And maybe that's what is connecting people, is that the state of being unemployed, of being unable to find a job and being out of work, is the same emotional problem, and it's, stress is stressful no matter who you are.
Well, I no longer feel death and hell, let's put it that way. It's a shocking feeling, because I don't care who you are, whether you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company or a janitor, when somebody loses their job, the first thing to go is your sense of security, followed by your identity, and then your sense of belonging and sense of purpose, and finally your competence all come into play.
Richard,
it's scarring.
Richard, you're Senior Vice President of Dining Services on an international airline. Now, that's an industry that's downsized significantly. I mean,
yes.
They're not serving the same food on the international airlines unless you're going to Dubai. Can't you get a job at a restaurant?
I've applied for so many jobs, and within the last year, I've submitted more than 800 resumes, both online and in person.
Wow.
And it's a double-edged sword, because ageism does come into play as well, even though it's very difficult to prove, and I wouldn't even consider it. But this country does not reward experience, except if you're maybe Sully Sullenberger and land a plane and the East River. But other than that, it's a very big issue, because this country keeps churning jobs. They engage in corporate greed, corporate wage slavery, and until those issues are addressed and they bring back a standard of living and quality of life for the very citizens who've earned and deserved it.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. That's Richard Iritano. He's former senior VP of dining services at an international airline. 99er ran out of unemployment benefits in March.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.